I'd like for you to take the Word of God, please, and turn with me. The New Testament book of Matthew, chapter 27. And in honor of God's Word, would you please stand to your feet? We'll read one verse of Scripture. We'll look at this one verse in the middle of the chapter, verse number 45. We'll look at one word in this one verse. We're seeing here the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. Calvary now. He's on the cross, suffering, bleeding, and dying for us, for all the world. The Bible says in verse number 45, "Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land unto the ninth hour." I want to preach today on there's darkness in the land. Let's pray together. Father, we ask you to be with us, please. We thank you that you've already encouraged us and helped us and strengthened us to this point. But now we come to that all-important time of preaching the Word of God. The next few moments we have together, I realize, are so important. It'll impact our days as we listen, as we heed to your Word. Lord, I pray that you'll be with me as I deliver the message. Lord, may I deliver it with the power of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, I pray that you'd be with the hearers, that we'd hear it with a gracious heart, willing heart to listen, to do. Father, we thank you for your love, and we thank you, Lord, even as we look at this one verse of Scripture, we realize how great, how deep your love is for us. That you would suffer and go through all these things. That you would die so that we could live. That you'd give your life so that we could have life. We want to thank you for that. Now help us, Lord, to be willing to give our lives to Thee and to follow after Thee. For it's in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ we do pray. Amen and amen. Thank you. Please be seated. We find in this one verse of Scripture that the Son, S-U-N, hid itself because the Son, S-O-N, had taken all the sins of the world upon Him. He died with sin on Him, not His sin, but our sin. And it was our sin that caused darkness this day. The Bible teaches us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, "For He hath made Him," Christ, "to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him." Think about it. Christ became sin for us. And His sin, our sin, is what nailed the Lord Jesus Christ to the cross. It was our sin that took Him there. It was our sin that He suffered for, that He bled for, that He died for. Our sin. My sin. Nailed Christ to the cross as He was made sin for us. And when I think about that, and I think about this portion of Scripture, this passage of Scripture, and I realize that there was darkness over the land and all the earth became dark because of our sin, I begin to realize as I look at the world around us, the sun may rise every day, but there is a darkness in this land. And there's a darkness in this world. And the darkness is the darkness that's caused by sin. And sin is having its effect. On this very day that Christ died, because sin abounded, there came a darkness in the land. And as we're looking at the day in which we're living, we're seeing the darkness prevail in a lot of places. There needs to be some light. This day that we live in, we can say the same thing, that there's darkness in the land. Sin's abounding. It's real. Homes are being attacked. Churches are denying the truth, compromising with the world. I think it's time we wake up and smell the coffee. Amen? And we need to realize that there's something going on. And while we look and we see all the darkness in the world, we realize we're losing our grip on society. We're losing our grip on our young people, and we're losing our grip on lost men and women. We're losing our grip on our country and the morality of our country. We're living in a land, I think we have the greatest young people in the world. We don't have the most young people in the world. We have the greatest in our church. I believe that. We have great young people, and I see them, and I realize, boy, I wish there was a lot more kids like these in the world. But when you look at the world and you begin to see, you know what you see? You see, youth that have absolutely no respect for parents or for authority, for anything. Made fun of and laughed at, and you know, they call their dad old man and mom old lady, and if that ever come out of my mouth one time at the house, I wouldn't have been your pastor today. I see things happening, and you go to places and you just listen and you look and you begin to realize how tragic it is to see what's happening with young people. And I'll tell you, the problem is there's a darkness in the land. Sin is abounding. It's abounding. I look and I see the lost people that have absolutely no concern for eternity. No concern whatsoever. You talk to people about the condition of their soul, and they really, a lot of people could care less. Why is that? Because sin is abounding. There is a darkness hovering over this world unlike anything that we have ever seen. But dear friends, it may get darker and darker for the world, but it's getting brighter and brighter for us. Jesus is coming soon. The reason for the darkness, the reason for all the things that are going on, the reason for the New Age movements and the power of positive thinking and all these things is because of the darkness that's in the land. The light's not going out into the world. The Bible says that the light would shine in darkness and the darkness couldn't comprehend it. In other words, light would overcome the darkness. So what's that mean? If there's darkness in the world, what's happening? There's no light. We're letting the darkness, it was creeping in at one time. Now it's bulldozing its way into the world. And what's the hope? It's for Christians to be the light that God has told us we're to be. Jesus said, "Ye are the light of the world." And friends, we're to be the light to this lost and dark world that we're living in. Many people say that they're saved, but we don't see a difference. I talk to people so many times and they say, "Yeah, I'm a Christian," but by the life they live, there's absolutely no evidence whatsoever that Christ abides. Remember, the light is now in us. A lot of people are hiding it under a bushel, right? I think we need to be like the kids. See, that's the thing. And when them kids, they get up there and they'll say, "Hide it under a bushel." No! I'm going to let it shine. They're going to be more real about it. We'll say, "Hide it under a bushel." We're afraid to let our light shine. We're Christians. The light of Christ abides in us. And if this dark world is going to be turned around, it's going to take the light of Christ to do it. The only way it can happen is Christ chose to work through us. I want to give you several thoughts today. 25:30, we'll be out of here. Just a few things I want to say. A saved person should not abide in darkness. A saved person should not abide in darkness. The Bible says in the book of 1 Peter chapter number 2, what we're studying in our Sunday school this last quarter, the Bible says, verse number 9, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." The Bible teaches us that God, the Lord Jesus, has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. Now we're talking here, Peter is writing to these dispersed Jews, we understand that. They were going through great persecution, but he was reminding them that God had called them out of darkness into the marvelous light, and that they're to be the shining light in a dark world. We're no longer to abide in darkness. There's a lot of people that name the name of Christ, but dear friends, I've never seen anything but darkness in their lives. There has to be some kind of a change take place. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. No doubt about it. Old things pass away. All things become new. We understand these things. We realize this. But here's the problem. A lot of people that truly are saved are still trying to put one foot in darkness and one foot in the light. But the Bible says God has called us out of. And that means that He has taken us out of darkness. And He's put us in His marvelous light. Ye are the light of the world. We are to shine as lights in a dark and dreary world. The Bible says in the Gospel of John, chapter number 8, and verse number 12, "Then spake Jesus unto them, saying, I am the light of the world." Listen to this. "He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." If the light of Christ was going out into the world, then I want you to know the darkness would be dispelled. Because the power of Christ is greater than the power of the world. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Isn't that what the Bible says? Do you believe the Bible? Do we believe what the Bible has to say concerning darkness and light? Darkness is sin. Light is Christ. And we see the darkness around, and sometimes I find myself griping and groaning, complaining all the time about how dark it is and how terrible it is. But the problem is sometimes the light is staying inside and it's not going out. We're a light in this community. We're to be a beacon that shines bright right here. But I want you to know, everywhere, this church is not this building. If this building were to get blown away by a hurricane, East Lyle Avenue Baptist Church would still exist. The church is not a building. The church is the people. You're the church. I'm the church. And if the church is to be the light in the community, then that tells me that where you live, you're to be the light in that community. It is your sole responsibility to be a light that shines bright in your community, in your neighborhood. You say, "Well, I'm shy, I'm backwards." I'm going to tell you something. When the light of Christ lives in us, we have a responsibility to bear that light. We cannot be living in darkness any longer if we're going to be what God wants us to be. You should have a desire to shine the light of Christ to the world. The Bible says in the book of 1 John, chapter number 1, and verse 5 and 6 says, "This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth." Do you realize that if you're living in darkness, walking in darkness, you're not letting your light shine, then you're not in fellowship with the Lord? You may still have your relationship, but you don't have that fellowship. Because the Bible says that if we say that we have fellowship and we walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Now we point fingers at everybody, saying this is why we're in the shape we're in. We've pointed it at Democrats and Republicans. We've pointed it at false religions. We've pointed it at atheists. We've pointed it at the liquor bottle. We've pointed our fingers at the drugs. We've pointed our fingers everywhere. I want to tell you, the problem in America and the problem in the world is not the president, it's not the party, it's not the drugs and alcohol. The problem is the light's not shining the way it once shone. We're not fellowshipping with the Lord the way that we should because we're hiding the light. A saved person should not walk in darkness. And if we're walking in darkness, we are not in fellowship with the Lord. God's given us the privilege to carry the light of the gospel. God's given us the privilege to bear the truth to a dark and dying world. And the Bible says that the truth will set men free. But they have to know it first, don't they? You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And dear friends, as being the light, we're to bear the truth. We're to bear the light. Christ is the light. He lives in us. As a Christian, number two, as a saved person, we should not hide the light. We should not hide the light. I meet people all the time that say they're saved, but they're ashamed to talk about it. I don't care how shy you are, if you're saved, you have no problem talking about Jesus, unless you're so far out of fellowship with him. And then the shame comes along. The Bible says in the book of Matthew, chapter number 5, and you know this portion of Scripture very well. Matthew chapter number 5 and verse number 14. The Bible says, Jesus says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says by our good works people ought to see Christ. We ought to shine as a light. The Bible says here, says in verse 15, neither do men put a light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And that candlestick we find out in the book of Revelation is talking about the church. The church is to be a light. And who? The church is not a building. The church is a people, right? We've already discussed that. In other words, that we're to shine. We're to be like a city on a hillside. We're to let our light so shine before men they may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Now, we're not going to be perfect in this world. The Bible says that as it is written, there's none righteous, no, not one. There's none good, no, not one. We understand that. Even our righteousness is filthy rags in the sight of God, but it's the imputed righteousness of Christ that makes the difference. When Christ lives in us, then, dear friends, we can shine. We can make a difference in this world. And Christ living in us ought to make such a difference in us that we want to make a difference in everybody's life. And I tell you, I battle this too. You know, it's hard to speak to people sometimes about the Lord. You know, I talk to these fervent soul winners and things like that, and a lot of them are ABC, repeat after me, and all that. And you know, but we've got to reveal to people that they're in darkness, and the only way they can get out is to let the light of Christ come in their life. People have to realize they're a sinner. You understand that. And the only way that we can make a difference in people's lives is for us to be so real, to let our light so shine before men that they'll see our good works and glorify our Father. We should not hide the light of Christ. We should bear the light proudly, and we should go out into the world and we should shine as a Christian ought to shine. There ought to be a glow about us that people know that we're saved. There's a darkness in the land, but we can't point to everything and everybody. We have to look to self. We have to look at churches and see what's going on. Now, those that are in darkness that never trusted Christ, there's only one way to overcome that darkness. And that is to let the light of Christ in. The Bible says, the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. In other words, it couldn't handle it, couldn't comprehend it, it couldn't take it over. The light overshined the darkness. And that's what happens when you let Jesus in. There's darkness there, but that light fills up the darkness. You can go into a dark room, I mean filled with darkness. If this were night and there were no lights on the outside, then we had the lights off in here, and you come in, you could turn one light, and that one light would begin to make its way through the whole room. And the longer you're in here, you'd end up being able to see this room. Your eyes would get adjusted, no doubt about that. The more light that's there, when Christ is the light, He's the bright and shining light. We understand that. When He comes in, He dispels the darkness. People need to realize this. We're so afraid to talk to people about their sin, you know? We're so afraid to say, look, you know, you're living in your sin. You're going to die and go to hell. But you know, they need to realize that there's a truth about this. There is an eternity to face. There is a hell beyond this life. Life does not end at the grave, dear friend. And as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, may I stop and say, hallelujah. Because my life is going to be with Him after I die or after He returns. I'm headed to be with the Lord Jesus. But for those that do not know Christ as Savior, they're going to the darkest of all worlds. The Bible says they'll be cast into outer darkness, where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. What's their hope? What's their chance? What's their opportunity? It's for the light to shine. Who's the light? According to the Lord Jesus Christ, we're the light. Who bears the responsibility of taking the light of Christ to the world? Is it the bartender? Is it the politician? No, it's us that have Christ living in us, to let our light so shine that people see our good works and that light, if we'll live that kind of life and then speak what the Bible says and tell people about their sin and about the Savior, then the light will shine in the darkness and the darkness won't be able to handle it. I'm convinced of that. That the light of Christ is much more powerful than the darkness of the world. There's only one hope for our country, for our America. And that hope is Christ. It's to see Christians back on their knees and on their faces before God, determining, I'm not going to hide the light any longer. I'm going to let it shine. I'm going to let people see the good works, my good works, and let them know that the only thing good in me is Christ in me. When they want to pat me on the back and say, you've done a great thing here, say, well, I want to thank you for the compliment, but I want you to know it's Christ that liveth in me. When you choose to continue in darkness, as many people do, it's our responsibility to bear the light, to share the light, to carry the light. But dear friends, we can't make people receive the light. I believe it's powerful enough to make a difference. But even people that you and I know have pushed the light off, rejected it, they've thrown the water on it many times. And the Bible says in Matthew chapter 25, verse number 30, the Bible says that they cast the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. And there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For people that are living in darkness, people that are lost and never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, the darkness that they're living in now is nothing compared to the darkness they'll be living in later. Nothing. Thank God there is an eternity that you can be with Jesus. But you must trust Christ as Savior. There are many here this morning that would have trusted Christ. There's no doubt about it. If Jesus were to return today, or if you were to die today, you would be in heaven. That's great, isn't it? Isn't it good to know that we're going to heaven? It's wonderful. But we're still hiding the light so many times. There ought not be a neighbor around you that does not know that you're a Christian. It doesn't mean that they're going to be saved. It doesn't, but you ought to let them know, you know, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. I know the Lord Jesus is my Savior. He's made such a difference in my life. You know what happens when you start talking about Him? That light just shines brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. When I worked in a secular workplace, I'll never forget, I determined I was going to live for the Lord. I wasn't going to get in on the nasty things that they would say or say any of the things. You know, I was saved. I was called to preach. God had done something in my life. And you work in a factory, if you will, or a chemical company, if you will, and there's all kinds of people you meet. And I found out that you can still live and shine the light of Christ in a world where there's a lot of dark people. That doesn't mean everybody's going to like what you have to say. It doesn't mean everybody's going to listen to what you have to say. But it does mean that everybody will respect you. I've never been a great person as far as I'm concerned. But I can promise you that there were people that I worked with, and because I loved the Lord and because I loved them, they at least had respect for me. They didn't all get saved, but a lot of them did. I'm so happy about that. Because I decided I wanted to be a light. And look, I'm not lifting myself up. I couldn't have done it if it weren't for Christ. I know me. Look, it's a whole lot easier just to fall in with the crowd. It's a whole lot easier to fall in with the community and say, well, you know, if they're all right. But no, we're a light. We're to be different. And this world is filled with darkness. The day when the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary, the Bible says there was darkness over all the land. That's because sin, for a few hours, seemed to be prevailing. Because that sin, all the sin, think about it, all the sin, all the sin, all the world, from Adam's sin to the last person that ever will be, all the sin of all the world was placed on Jesus. And He died for all those sins. Darkness had its day. But I want you to know that the light of Christ shone through the darkness, and 3 days later, Christ rose victorious over death, over hell, over the grave, and over sin, and said, "Whosoever may be saved." The light of Christ is for anybody that's willing to trust Him. So I believe in God. James wrote, "Thou believest there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble." Well, it's more than just believing in God. It's putting your faith in what Jesus Christ did on the cross of Calvary. The devil believes in God. The devil knows God personally. He knows Him. But he's not going to heaven. God's got a place prepared for him and his angels. And it's more than just saying, "Well, I believe in God." Have you ever come to the point in your life where you were willing to admit yourself a sinner and believe that Jesus died for your sins and trust Him by faith? If you've never come to that point, I want you to know you are in darkness. But many of us have made the decision. Hallelujah. I've trusted Christ. I'm on my way to heaven. But even as believers, a lot of times with the light of Christ living in us, we choose to walk out of fellowship with Him and to walk in darkness. And that is the scourge of America and of the world, is that believers have chosen to not shine the way that God says we're to shine. Ye are the light, Jesus said. Ye are the light of the world. Hide it under a bushel? No. I'm going to let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. I'm going to let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Won't let Satan hit out. I'm going to let it shine. I won't let Satan blow it out. I'm going to let it shine. I won't let Satan blow it out. I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. How many of us are going to say that today? How many are going to say, "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Shine all over Tampa. Shine all over my workplace. Shine all over my community. Shine all over my family. I'm not going to hide it any longer, but I'm going to stand up and I'm going to shine for the Lord Jesus Christ, because there's a darkness in this world and there's only one hope, and that one hope is Jesus Christ." Amen. Dear friends, we can make a difference in this world if we'll stand up for Jesus and do what God wants us to do. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Father, we thank You for the time You've given to us. I have no doubt, Lord, this is the message for the hour. Lord, I pray that You've helped us today and strengthened us. I pray that You've renewed something within our hearts and in our souls that would help us to take the light of Christ to the places we live and the places we work. Oh, Lord, help us to be discerning and help us to be diligent about the life we're living. Help us to give ourselves fully to Thee, not to hold back, but, Lord, to shine as a light in a dark and a dreary world. Oh, thank You and praise You for what You do. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. On that day.